AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Elsa is picking up strength as the tropical storm moves closer to Florida. Philippe Papin at the National Hurricane Center says it will move closer to the Tampa area.
We are forecasting a little bit of additional strengthening over the next 12 to 24 hours. And so we are forecasting it now to be a minimal hurricane or 75 mile per hour maximum sustained winds by landfall.
Elsa is moving through South Florida where the work continues sifting through the rubble of a collapsed condo building. 32 people have died. Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says it's the families of the missing she's worried about.
For the family members who are waiting and waiting, excruciatingly waiting for information, they know what is happening. They understand that the news of their loved ones may be tragic loss.
Search and rescue workers continue to look for open spaces where people might be found alive. President Biden is worried about a spike in coronavirus cases in some states linked to the Delta variant. He says it's all about vaccination.
If you're vaccinated, you're protected. But if you're unvaccinated, you're not. And you're putting yourself, more importantly, maybe from your perspective, your family and your friends at risk.
The president says by the end of the week, there should be 160 million fully vaccinated Americans. Arizona is reporting 900 confirmed coronavirus cases after the July 4th holiday weekend. President Biden was asked about the latest ransomware attack.
It appears to have caused minimal damage to U.S. businesses, but we're still gathering information.
KCIA says so far it appears fewer than 1,500 businesses were compromised, but cybersecurity experts think the estimate is low and victims are still being identified. The mayor of Nixon, Missouri, who imposed a now-expired mask requirement, is facing a recall vote. Brian Steele is accused of actions detrimental to the city. This is AP News. The Taliban released video it says shows Afghan troops surrendering in Baghlan province.
The video shows a line of men in camouflage, apparently Afghan troops, being embraced by others in plain clothes, most with dark beards, which are likely Taliban fighters or officials. A surge of Taliban winds in northern Afghanistan has caused some countries to close their consulates in the region, while, according to officials and reports across the border in Tajikistan, reservists are being called up to reinforce the southern border. The Taliban says around 1,000 Afghan soldiers appear to have fled the Taliban advances by crossing the border into Tajikistan. I'm Charles DeLedesma.
Bruce Springsteen's daughter, Jessica, has been selected as one of four riders on the U.S. jumping team that will compete at the Tokyo Olympics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.